Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's September 1st, 2021, and this is episode number 143 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we're exploring different approaches to architect as developer. We talked about what you would develop. Then yesterday, we talked about small steps you can take toward becoming a developer and an architect. The variety of steps that you can take is as wide as the different things you could possibly develop. It certainly will require that you think outside the box, but isn't that what this week is all about? I know I said this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about passive income and financial independence, but we can't expect different results unless we're willing to take a different approach, unless we're willing to do things differently. If you missed yesterday's episode or our conversation on either the Clubhouse app or in our live stream, or if you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 142. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a community and a supportive community of architects just like you. It's a wonderful thing. And if this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group. And then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. And today, at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep exploring the idea of architect as the developer. It's a popular topic in the Entree Architect community and beyond, and the conversations this week have been popular and thought-provoking too. Hopefully you've been inspired. Maybe you've started thinking seriously about what you could do to move to an architect as developer business model. If that's you, then today is where the rubber meets the road. My question today is, what's stopping you from becoming a developer? I'm going to predict right now that the most common answer to that question, probably the very first one to pop up, will be money. I don't have any money to invest in projects. But remember, yesterday we talked about baby steps and a couple of examples were different ways to invest. We talked about everything from crowdfunding to investing collateral like property or different skills or services. Whether you have money or not, it's also important to understand that the real developer mantra is OPM, other people's money. So you don't have to have the money, or at least not all of it. What else is holding you back? Is it fear of risk? That's got to be a big one too. Sometimes, as I sit and think about how architects have ended up in the position of carrying great risk for very little reward, at least in the traditional model, I find it ironic that what got us to this point was probably greater and greater efforts at risk mitigation. I don't disagree with the fact that the greater role you play in the project, the greater your risk. It wouldn't be fair to minimize that. But here's my question. Shouldn't your projects follow the natural law of the greater the risk, the greater the reward? If you answered yes to that, then let me ask you this. Since the developer, again, in a traditional model, the developer is reaping exponential rewards compared to the architect, are they taking exponential risk? I'd argue no. I don't think they are taking on exponential risk. More risk, certainly, but not exponential risk. And I think that they have much more control and opportunity to manage that risk than you do as an architect. So that's my take. Sorry to go off on that tangent, but if fear of risk is one thing that's keeping you from taking the leap to architect as developer, I think you need to at least think critically about the reality of the risk versus reward equation. And what else? What else is stopping you from becoming a developer and an architect? I realize as I'm recording this that I could go on and on about this topic, but I want to know what you think. What's stopping you? I know that there could be lots of reasons and lots of things, so let's talk about them. Share with us this morning at 9 a.m. in our coffee talk on the Clubhouse app, or this afternoon in today's Context and Clarity conversation at 4 p.m. Eastern in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.